If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
The Score remembers the life and times of our teammate, Doug Buffone. Rest in peace, 55. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves host Utica in the playoffs this Wednesday and Friday night at Allstate Arena. Scott Darling will be the man in net for a second straight start as the Hawks prepare to host the Predators tonight for Game 4. Vermette and Desjardins will both be in the lineup again this evening. Nashville set to play a second straight game without captain Shea Weber. Traveled to Chicago due to a lower body injury suffered in Game 2. 8:30 puck drop at the UC. Trio of other games in the NHL this evening. Islanders looking to take a 3-1 series lead on the Caps. Flames hope to do the same against Vancouver. Tampa Bay and Detroit are tied at 1. Nico Mirotic left last night's game with a left quad strain and is sore today. It's unclear if he'll miss any time from the injury, but time is on his side as he can get 2 days of treatment before Game 3 against the Bucks Thursday night. Bulls up 2-0 in the series. Three other Game 2s on tap for this evening. The Cavs looking to take a 2-0 lead on Boston. Wizards trying to do the same against the Raptors. The Lone West matchup, Mavs in Houston trying to even the series. Cubs skipper Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Goff during his weekly visit today that prized infield prospect Addison Russell, who was recalled this morning, will play second and likely bat ninth. Travis Wood and Francisco Liriano, your starters for Game 2 between the Pirates and Bucks tonight. I should say Pirates and Cubs tonight. The first full NFL schedule set to be released tonight. One thing we do know, The Bears will play the Packers in Green Bay on Thanksgiving night, and the Pioneer Press reporting that if the Vikings decide to trade Adrian Peterson, six teams are in the mix for his services: Arizona, Atlanta, Dallas, Jacksonville, San Diego, and Tampa Bay. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And join the Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Trader Todd's in Chicago from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Your Menard Score weather forecast: a high wind advisory set for this afternoon with winds possibly reaching up to 40 miles an hour. Clouds remaining throughout the rest of the afternoon with highs expected to reach the low 50s. We are at 48 downtown right now. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the scores tonight, 6:35 pregame, 7:10 first pitch against the Indians on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I've had it. I have had it.
There it is. There's our new sign-off. I've had it.
I'm down.
I have had it.
I'm down.
And we're leaving. Thank you to our guest today, Joe Cowley on the Bulls. Joe Madden for his regular Tuesday at noon hit. And we had a conversation with Dan Jiggets that was really, really nice and warm.
Good to hear from Jiggets.
Thank you to our producers. Great job today, man. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Scott Kina is our intern. Thank you, Carrie Sayers, for being here. Tomorrow, Mike Florio, Steve Stone, and Mark Schanowski. And as we bring in Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner, the names that are coming out of our old professional woodworks to check in and offer...
Old engineers, old
engineers,
producers,
old update
hosts.
Guys. Yeah. Dave Shimkus just sent me a message on Facebook.
I talked to Rich Ackerman during a break yesterday. He called the hotline.
That's awesome. Nick Heppner hit me up on Twitter and was like, remember the Dick and Dinner series where... Doug and Jiggs were pretty much get paid to eat a steak and talk to Mike Ditka.
So much of that last night. So many people texting or emailing or tweeting or Facebooking, and
you guys did a terrific job.
I apologize to everyone I did not get back to in the last 24 hours. It was just too much yesterday. But the amazing part about it was people just. All they wanted to do was just talk about Doug. They just wanted to share something and remember him, and that's all. That's all it was.
How about the measure of a man these last 24 hours?
Amazing.
Let alone however more it's going to last and linger in our lives. I mean, it's incredible.
I wish he had known how beloved he truly was, but what made him
he
was...
He knew.
I think what made him what he was none of that mattered to him.
No, he was humble.
None of that mattered.
His humility. Just wanted to talk to you.
You ever see somebody who's really good with social media produce one of these, what they call the node maps, like for LinkedIn, where it's a graphic representation of who's following whom and who's connected to whom?
No.
I keep picturing what Doug's map would look like, what his graphic connection map, because the guy essentially lived many lives. As many things and he moved within and between different social communities over so much time, it would just be crazy to think of the number of people who not just ran across him, but genuinely felt and had a real connection to him. That's what just it's hard to do that if you and somebody brought it up yesterday. We had a caller say, "Is it possible in today's day and age?" With the wall that we have between famous people, between athletes and others, is it possible that there could be, even if somebody wanted to be another Doug Buffone in that regard, could anybody have that kind of relationship with the people?
Go ahead.
No, it's an invisible wall, too, because it's people think they're closer to people because of Twitter, and you're really not. You're really not.
It's a lie.
If you can hear from Dwight Howard, or you can get a tweet response back from Kobe Bryant, but he'll never have a beer with you, or he'll never sit down and have a steak with you the way these guys could, because one, like as you guys mentioned yesterday,
there will be a picture of it somewhere.
Well, and you know what? The inverse of that is, and for Doug's time, he said famously this past year how pissed off he and Butkus always were, and how they used to bitch about the team. And they never said it publicly, but they were so pissed and so angry about the organization and making them feel like losers. You know, that would have got out. That nowadays,
right.
That happens if somebody gets out. So how different is the relationship of the Bears fan at the time who just saw him work so hard and never heard the bitterness, never heard the anger that was in there? Nowadays, you'd hear it.
And how would it have been digested, too? Now it would be, oh, these crybaby athletes, these whiny athletes. Doug talked about how much they poured into it. You know, think about the technology as far as surgery was concerned back then, too. Think about, you know, the painkiller abuse probably that happened at a far greater rate back then. Like, these guys, you talk about guys dying every play now on the field? Hmm. Those dudes did it at a level where no one was caring that you were dying. At least now you got a few sentimental people.
In a league pretending to care.
Exactly. But I mean, even your family. Just think about the things they didn't know that they were doing to their bodies back then. And what they gave for it. And you never, like you said, you never heard it. And then this came out of Doug's mouth at the very end.
When it's all said and done with, I think it's time to burn the forest down. But here's the problem. Here is a damn problem. Will it happen again? Hmm. You burn it down. You get rid of everything. Does it happen again? And this is where the fault is. The fault is with the Bear organization. The Bear organization is a loser. They hire losers. And they try to put gravy